finding heart-based work. Well, the first thing you should realize is this, that when you do something, for instance, when you build something, or when you cook, whatever you do, you can do this with your heart or without your heart. For instance, when you cook a dinner, you can put your soul in it, the energy of your heart. Or when you build something and you touch wood or a brick, you can do this with your heart, and this means that you make a connection from yourself with the inner life of a stone, of the food. So this is very important to realize this. Finding heart-based work often starts by making the decision that the work you do now, or whatever you do, that you do it with your heart, that you are aware and not with your mind elsewhere. Even if you don't like your work, you still meet people, you still touch things, you still do things. And you can do this either with your heart or without your heart. This is a choice. And when you start doing things with your heart, you bring change. When you start doing things with your heart, you take a step on a different road for your creative energy starts to flow into your work, into the world. And this will bring change. So this is the first thing I want to say. When you're looking for a different job, when you're looking for heart-based work, when you don't feel, when your work don't feel right, whatever you do, still, you can do it with your heart. However modest your work is, even if it's dull work. And how do you do this? First, become aware of your heart, and then become aware of whatever you are touching, whoever you are meeting. There is a soul, a light in it. And you can touch this light with your heart. And this will bring change, for the energy of your heart is a creative energy. It's the energy of change. And when you don't work with your heart, you do not bring the change you have in you. So this may seem strange, but you do have to accept that you are a creator, that you can bring change. And the way to bring change is to be present with your heart. So finding heart-based work simply starts by doing heart-based work, whatever you do. And then you bring a kind of change in reality, in such a way that reality will start to create a place for you, where there's more room for your light, more room for yourself. And this is the first thing I would like to say. The second thing is more fundamental. Heart-based work starts inside you. The fundament for heart-based work is heart-based thinking. And this is not something that we learn in this world. In this world there is a system. And in order to find heart-based work, you have to step outside the system. Now, when you think of the system, you think perhaps of the government, all kinds of institutes. But from a spiritual point of view, this is not a system. The system, from a spiritual point of view, my English pronunciation is still not very good, but from the system, the basis of the system, from a spiritual point of view, is the duality inside the mind of people. And duality means that your thinking is based on fear. Fear tells you that there is something outside you that is a threat. And you have to protect yourself from this threat. And people who are fighting with the system as they see it often have a kind of thinking based on duality. They fight the system. The system is a threat. But from a spiritual point of view, an energetic point of view, they are the fundament of the system. And they maintain the system. They support it. Because their thinking is based on fear. I have to fight this. I am struggling with this. This is the basis of our violent world. A violent world that is based on nations, based on divisions, based on duality, based on borders and armies and struggle. And you can only overcome this system, step out of this system, not by fighting it, but by loving the people who are a part of this system. Everything is one. And it is love that makes everything one. And the system rejects this truth. It is based on fear. And every person whose thinking is based on fear thinks in terms of duality. I have to fight something. There is a threat. The only way to step out of the system is to see the good in every person, the good in the universe. People who you fight do not change. You can perhaps win the struggle. But even if you win, to stay within the system, you can only bring change to those people by loving them. Think, for instance, of yourself. You only listen to a person who gives you space, really listens to you, who loves you. Not a person who argues with you. So, stepping out of the system, starting a heart-based thinking, means accepting the love that you are. And love is always unconditional. So people who work in organizations that you hate, they are people. They have families. They want the best for their children. So, love them. So these are the two steps in finding heart-based work. Step one, do the work you have right now with your heart. Feel your heart and feel the life in everything you touch. See the goodness in the people you work with, their humanity. And know that the things you are touching, even if it are bricks, are in a deep sense alive. And within the limits you have in your work, there's always the possibility to create something, to do it with your heart. And this will bring change. And then step two, heart-based work, finding heart-based work, begins with heart-based thinking. And heart-based thinking is thinking based on oneness. Let go of the duality. You can only bring change in the hearts of people when you love them, when you listen to them, when you see the goodness in them. As long as you fight them, for whatever reason, you are a part of the system. So let go of it. And follow your road. Trust the universe. Trust your own creative power. And I'm now going to offer you a little meditation that might be helpful for you.